But if you've never done it, if you've never sat in gratitude, it can be a little confusing or your mind can begin to wander. So I thought it would be neat if I guided you through a meditation right now. I'm going to ask you to get comfortable, take some deep breaths, close your eyes. If you are driving a car, don't close your eyes, but assuming it's safe to do so. Allow the sound of my voice to lead you on a journey. Take a deep breath, and I want you to imagine a person. I want you to imagine a person that you are so grateful for. Maybe it's your husband, maybe it's your mom, maybe it's your sister, but can you find a person in your memory that you can feel grateful for down to your soul? You can remember something very specific or a way that they showed up for you. I want you to put yourself back in that scenario now. I want you to see what they did for you. I want you to see it happening like a movie playing in your mind. Can you imagine right now this person, and can you allow that feeling of appreciation and love? Imagine it as a pink light. Imagine it in your heart center, and that light is working its way down your arms and down your legs. That light, that love, that appreciation for this person, it's filling up your body. Can you sit in that gratitude? Does it bring a smile to your face? Remember what that moment felt like. What did it look like? What did it smell like? See it like a movie in your mind. And when you have that person in your mind that you can feel so grateful for, I want you to think of a place. Can you think of a place? Maybe it's your home. Maybe it's your childhood bedroom. Maybe it's your desk at work or your favorite vacation spot. Can you imagine a place that you've been that you can feel gratitude for? That you felt so safe, you felt so comfortable, you felt so relaxed. Can you find a place that will make you feel the way you felt when you were in it last? Find the place in your mind, see it like you see a movie. Experience it. What do you hear? What do you smell? And once you have the place, I want you to imagine a thing. I want you to imagine an object that you love. Maybe it's your favorite hoodie. Maybe it's a scarf that your grandma made you. Maybe it's your wedding ring. But can you think of an object, your most sacred possession in your life, something that you love deeply, that every time you think of it, it makes you feel joy? Can you find the gratitude in this moment to be grateful for this thing that you have in your life? You get to experience the specialness of this object. Can you let that feeling of love and appreciation fill up your body? Now, I want to ask you to find something hard. I want to ask you to find something that you walked through or a person that you lost. I want you to find something hard that you can feel gratitude in. For me, it was the loss of our twins was always so hard for me to grapple with. It was so painful, and every single time I would remember it, I would get so angry and so sad. And this daily meditation practice, I would remember the feeling of the twins laying on my chest. Right now, I can feel the weight of them on my chest, and I can feel deeply grateful for this moment that I got to be their mom, even if it was fleeting. The good stuff, it's easy to find a smile about the good stuff, but to train yourself to look for gratitude in the hardship, that is true power. So I want you to think of a person that you've lost or a relationship that you don't have anymore. And I want you to dig past the pain to find the thing that you can feel joy for. Because even when we don't have something anymore, there was still a time in our life where it was so special to us. And if you only let pain and hardship and fear color that memory, it will rob you of all the good times. So see that person in your mind. See that thing in your mind. Allow it to fill up your heart. Allow it to fill up your body with a sense of gratitude and blessing and joy for the time that you have, even if you don't have it anymore. You are so blessed. These are just a few ways that you can start your day, but you are so blessed. And if you spend your day looking for things to be grateful for, you'll find them. Acknowledgements. I always start my thank yous at the beginning. And for my writing career, that always resides with my agent, Kevin Lyon. It's nearly unbelievable how far I've come as an author, and that is due in large part to your insight and wisdom, and the fact that you unabashedly dream crush me every time I pitch you an idea involving world building or magical realism. Someday, KL, someday. Thank you to Brian Hampton and the team at Nelson Books and HarperCollins who took a chance on Girl Wash Your Face and worked so hard alongside us to make it successful. Jenny Boomgardner, Jessica Wong, Brigida Norker, Stephanie Tresner, Sarah Brown, and every single member of the sales team who championed my work to our retail partners and continues to answer my emails even when they're annoying and likely overstepping. Thank you to Jeff James and the team at HarperCollins Leadership for believing that a book that focuses on goal setting and achievement was the perfect sequel to a book that talked about hairy toes and incontinence. As always, a big shout out to the team at The Hollis Company, who remain the hardest working group in this industry or any other. We are small but mighty. We are the little engine that could. Don't let anyone tell you that a small group of determined people can't change the world. They already have. Thank you, too, to my friend Annie Ludis, who illustrated the images in this book. A visual representation of my crazy ranting is no easy task, but Annie managed to knock it out of the park. At the risk of sounding cheeseball, I want to take a moment to acknowledge my mentors. None of them have any idea who I am, but their work has given me the tools to change my life and my business, and I am forever grateful for the guidance they have made available to dreamers like me. Dave Ramsey, Oprah Winfrey, John C. Maxwell, Keith J. Cunningham, Elizabeth Gilbert, Phil Knight, Her Royal Highness Beyoncé Knowles Carter, Ed Milet, Brendan Burchard, and most especially, Tony Robbins, have all been instrumental to me. If I have affected your life as an author, it is because these teachers have greatly affected my life as a student. For my children, Jackson Cage, Sawyer Neely, Ford Baker, and Noah Elizabeth, I hope the dreams you chase light your hearts on fire. I pray that I live my life in a way that makes you believe anything is possible. And as always, I save the biggest and best thank you for last. Dave Hollis is my touchstone, my cheerleader, and in many ways, the caretaker I didn't have earlier in life. He's also now my business partner. In the midst of me writing this book, we took a massive leap of faith that didn't feel so massive to us. We moved our family and our company to Austin from Los Angeles. Dave quit a lucrative job at Disney after 17 years and walked away from a title and a salary other people would kill to achieve. He did all this because he believes in this vision as much as I do. We want to build a company that gives people the tools and inspiration to change their lives. It's a grandiose ideal and one heck of a missional calling. I couldn't do this work without you, my love.
You've been listening to the audio production of Girl Stop Apologizing. Text copyright 2019 by Rachel Hollis. Production copyright 2019 by HarperCollins Leadership. No portion of this recording may be reproduced without the prior written consent of the publisher. For more information on other books and audio products from HarperCollins Leadership, please visit your favorite retailer or visit us online at harpercollinsleadership.com. Girl Stop Apologizing was recorded by Mark Eric at Digital Domain Studios in Austin, Texas.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.